Welcome our guest, Cece Winans. Welcome, Cece.
Great. We're glad to be a part.
Tell us about Thy Kingdom Come, your new project.
Well, it's entitled, my new CD is entitled Thy Kingdom Come, and it's in the stores now. And our first single we released is called Waging War. And I love this song because it's really just reminding us that the power that we possess within when we have God in our lives, and if we would just learn to walk in His word and His authority, then we can walk in victory. You know, when we come together and we love God and we love one another, there's nothing that can stop us. And so it's just an empowerment. It's about empowerment. Really, the whole CD is about empowerment, reminding us of the power of prayer, the power of God, the power of love. And, you know, when you turn on the news and you see all the different things happening, you understand that, you know, if God doesn't help us, we're all in trouble, you know. And so we all have to remember that God is always in control, and He wants to use us to make change. That's how He's always done it in the past, and that's how He continues to do it. And so even when we come out, you know, and see you guys this week, you know, it's about change. When we come together and we love God and we love one another, we can make a difference.
Waging war. Are you surprised that this is a song that was needed for this time and this hour?
No, I didn't have the idea. You know, whenever I go in the studio, though, I'm asking God, you know, what do you want me to say this time? What do we need? You know, especially I've been doing this a long time, so it's not about just singing to me, but it's about ministry and about bringing a message of hope and a message of, should I say, answers in what we sing about. And so it doesn't surprise me because it happens. You know, you put out a certain song and it's like, wow, song that's needed for this time and this hour.
I guess it's Cece Winans. Cece, as a gospel artist, and lately we have Senator Barack Obama running for president. We have the controversy with Reverend Wright. From a political standpoint, where is God in all of this, and where does waging warfare come into play? I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I understand. And the thing is, it's just, you know, what we're experiencing now in not just the political arena, but so many arenas, you know, confusion, debate, division. And we have to understand, I heard a lady say the other day, we all have one enemy. You know, and that's what we all have to do, all the races, everybody. We have to understand we have one enemy, and that is the devil himself. And he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to divide. He'll take whatever he wants to take and make it into something that it's not. And it's us that have to understand and realize and see it for what it is. And we have to learn how to fight it the right way. And when we talk about Dr. King and people who understood that fighting certain things didn't mean actually fighting, but it meant fighting in the spirit. And it's still the same today. You know, it's the same answer. Yes, we all get offended. We get upset about certain things, but we have to understand that if we really want God to change things, if we really want God to be on our side, then we have to do it God's way. You know, and so warfare is a daily warfare, and really the biggest warfare is the ones that we have with ourselves. Really keep ourselves under subjection, to keep ourselves on the right path, will empower ourselves to do the right thing.
Cece, it's been a pleasure, and we thank you for joining us.
God is just good. We just have to love Him. We have to do it right. Sometimes, and our flesh never want to do it right. You know, we want to do our own thing. And whenever we do our own thing, we mess things up. God bless you. Can't wait to see you.
Our guest, Cece Winans, on Star 94.1.